farmers and ranchers gathered in Carrington, North Dakota yesterday, calling for flexibility from USDA's Farm Service and risk management agencies. In opening remarks, North Dakota Senator John Hovind painted this picture.
You know, when I was governor, I think we had three different years where we had drought during that 10-year stretch. And I think this drought's every bit as bad or worse than any one of them.
Emergency livestock disaster programs like LFP and ELAP have already been triggered. However, Farm Service Agency Administrator Zach Duchenow would like to see this process streamlined.
We've got ECP, livestock forage program. Those are all triggered and can be accessed now. We do need to find ways that we can streamline that access and have that assistance get there when it's needed. We heard a lot in the last couple of meetings from the folks in the grain industry advocating for the livestock guys. That's really heartening to hear because I've been for the last several years talking about how we need to get better access to price supports, market support, assistance for our livestock industry.
One clarification provided by Risk Management Agency Administrator Richard Flournoy was regarding crop insurance. Originally, claims exceeding $200,000 automatically triggered an audit. However, that process has been tweaked in recent years.
The audit process, and I did talk to the compliance folks last night about that. So we all understand it doesn't take a lot to get to that point, especially in times like this. And so really that process has changed. It's not automatic. And so really it's more based on, you know, specific data mining and specific cases. So that has dramatically decreased the need for audits, so you shouldn't see a lot of those. We are looking at putting out, you know, more clarifications or guidance to really make sure that people understand what needs to happen and that it has to happen.
Reporting Agriculture's Business from Carrington, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.